And now German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Britain's decision to leave the European Union means a break in the development of the bloc.
Regarding the discussion on Europe, we agree that, of course, the decision of Great Britain means a break in the development of the European Union. We agree that Great Britain will remain a close partner with whom we are networked economically, with whom we guarantee our safety in NATO, and with whom we are connected on a variety of grounds. We have to respect the decision of British people, and we will begin negotiations in the EU with our future partnership in mind, but also with the awareness of the desire to leave the EU.
And Merkel added that UK needs to outline what kind of relationship it wants to have with the bloc in the future. She also said the EU leaders must decide what extent they want to develop the relationships with, to what extent they want to develop the relationships, with Britain. EU leaders will hold a meeting on UK's exit from the bloc on Monday. And France's foreign minister urges Britain to appoint a new prime minister quickly so the process of the country's exit from the European Union can begin.
A new prime minister must be designated. That will take a few days, but there is some urgency. Why? Because it's in the interest of the British and European people that we don't have a period of, I would say, uncertainty.
Arrow went on to say that it would not be acceptable for Britain to play a, quote, cat and mouse game. He also warned any delays in naming a new prime minister will entail financial consequences for the whole of Europe. Arrow's comments echoed those of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said the UK's formal exit from the EU should not take forever. Foreign ministers of founding EU members have also called for a Brexit to start as soon as possible. Ministers from Germany, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg also made the announcement after an emergency meeting in Berlin. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier told reporters that Britain is not setting an example for Europe by voting to leave the EU. For more on the story, we're joined out of Washington by, Mr. Bill Still, author of The Money Masters. Now, Mr. Still, many already regard the European Union as an inefficient and undemocratic organization mired in too much bureaucracy. And now Angela Merkel's described the Brexit as a break in the bloc's development. Don't you think that the EU has already stopped functioning the way its founders wanted it to?
Well, yes, it's gotten way too bureaucratic. They just can't help themselves. They've over-centralized power. And the nations of Europe are now beginning to rebel. Merkel has got to walk very carefully because if she takes a very hard line, this will only empower all the other Eurosceptic movements in the various EU nations.
And, you know, the nationalists and the far right in France, Italy, and the Netherlands have already started the campaign for their own in-out referendum. How quickly can we expect this possible domino effect to kick off?
Well, it's already kicking off in Italy right now. You have a nationalist running there. Marie Le Pen, in about a year from now, will come up in France. It'll within the next year, you'll really see it starting to happen.
Do you think that it's irreversible and inevitable that it will happen, or do you see the EU being able to somehow salvage keeping itself together?
No, they've really gone too far at this point, and they could not within themselves pull it back to a more democratic configuration, even if they tried. Brexit was the death knell for the EU, and very, very soon the EU will no longer be in any position to dictate terms to the various member nations.
Okay, thank you for your contribution to the program, sir. That's Mr. Bill Still, author of The Money Masters, joining us out of Washington.